Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Andy. Yes, a virtual applause for both of that. And I do agree, Claire, and somewhat pray that this would be, as we go through these talks, that it would be an opportunity for a time for all of us to go deeper in our prayer, something significant for all of us in this time, whatever's going on in your lives and whatever the circumstances that you're in, that the, as we go through these various talks, that it's an opportunity to be encouraged and challenged to go deeper in prayer and deeper in a relationship with the Lord. So thank you, Andy. Thank you, Claire. So Joe, Katrina, hey Joe, I see you there. So I've asked Joe, Katrina to sort of a little sharing of what's been going on with them of late as well. And I think it sort of dovetails somewhat into the theme of the talk. So over to you two.
Hey, so I think what we're sharing about. So a couple of weeks ago now I had a lung biopsy and there was something of a complication. I think it was a pneumothorax or something. I can't remember. Basically, something happened with my lungs. It was causing pain. I had to stay in hospital for a little while to get better and stuff. But, yeah, I couldn't walk or move without having significant pain in my lungs. And so for, I think, the next, 24 hours, I was pretty much not able to do anything with that pain.
Yeah, and it was bleeding into your... Wasn't there, like, blood in your lung? Yeah, and you'd been coughing it all up.
Yeah. That was during the procedure. Yeah. So I wasn't able to do much. It was quite painful. I came back into the house and we decided to have a time of worship. This was the Friday. So this was like 2 days after. We decided to have a time of worship together. So we put the worship on. We sang a few songs and then Katrina.
Yeah, that was like a very quick run through. Joe had actually taken those 2 days off,
yep,
off work, which is unusual, like, throughout all of this and all of the other procedures and appointments and just generally feeling unwell. Joe's been going into work most of the time, pretty much every day. And this was unusual in the sense that Joe actually was staying at home for once and made a sensible decision. Actually, while we were worshipping, Joe was sitting because, you know, standing was difficult and you weren't really singing because you couldn't sing. It was difficult. We were actually praying for something else completely. And while I was praying for that, I felt like I should pray for Joe for healing. And this is something that I do every night anyway. So it felt like, okay, be obedient. And so I prayed for Joe. And then Joe just left the room without saying anything. And then when I followed Joe into the room, he changed into his running gear. And he was like, I'm going to go for a run. And I was like, what's happened? And Joe was like, I think I'm healed. I feel better. I'm going to go for a run. Like, I'm going to do an act of faith and I'm going to run because I feel like I'm better. And I was like, are you sure that's a good idea?
Then we went for a run. We did a 4.5K run, which I hadn't been able to walk before. So that was it's quite an achievement in general, because 4.5K is a long time. So whatever. But, yeah, we went for a run and I felt great. And there was no pain at any point. Everything was completely fine. So it was completely not a healing. I didn't even notice it. It just felt better all of a sudden when Katrina prayed. So
yeah,
it was quite awesome. And it's cool because, like, you know, God doesn't heal everything all the time, obviously, but he's still present and he's still acting. And it's very encouraging to know that God is answering prayer and he's there.
Yeah, and I think I was really challenged by it because obviously, you know, everybody, all of you and us have been praying for healing and, you know, things are still there and not everything is healed, but it felt like God was saying, you know, you've trusted me and you've continued praying and you might not understand everything, but I'm here and I can heal. And he did, and he took that one thing completely away. And then, you know, a couple of weeks later, we found out pretty certainly that Joe's lungs are good, and that, you know, that although there's, you know, there's no malignant tumours. And so it just felt like that whole area of lungs became an area of grace, and that God was really present and healing. And then you played tennis the next day, and yeah.
We beat the Stowarts in tennis.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for praying.
That's great. Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful news. And a great, and as you said, Katrina, it's just an encouragement, you know, that although we pray, we might not see the answer to prayer in areas that we're praying. There's this visible sign that God hears our prayer and acts, which is great. And so just a continued encouragement to everyone to pray and to pray and to fast and pray as we have been doing. Let's continue to do that for Joe and for Katrina in the situation. Let's also encourage you all to also remember Mary this week. Mary, is it this week that you're going in for your operation? Mary, you're on mute, but I think.
Yeah. Yes, I am, Dan, yeah.
Which day are you going in, Mary?
I go in on Thursday, and okay. I think it'll be the afternoon when they operate on me, yeah.
Right. So just an encouragement to everyone on Thursday, well, during the week, and particularly on Thursday, let's be praying for Mary, praying for a successful operation and a speedy recovery. Yeah. Okay, great.
Thank you.
No, thank you. All right. So just a